You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Just a Voice, the radio ministry of Global Restoration Ministry. Hi, I'm Pastor Philip Upton. Here at Global Restoration Ministry, our desire is to prepare the body of Christ for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by restoring foundational truths and earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Join us as we go into a word from the Word. Come on, let's go.
Last week, we concluded our message in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when we discussed the rise of the Antichrist, this man of sin, the son of perdition, that will deceive so many in these last days, that is about to step on the forefront. And we read in the scriptures that that man of sin will not be revealed until the church has been taken out of the way. He will rule until Christ returns to earth at the conclusion of the 7 years, and then the Lord shall consume him with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8. Now, let's continue our study on today as to the timing of the rapture. And this week, we want to look at the tribulation period. Now, the tribulation is called the time of Jacob's trouble. That's Jeremiah 30 and 7. It says, "Alas, for that day is great, that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble." And we know Jacob to be Israel. Now let's go on. This prophet in chapter 30 and 31 summarizes in Israel's endurance in the tribulation hour and depicts Jacob or Israel's trouble. And Jacob's name was changed to Israel. In Genesis chapter 32, we're going to start at verse 27. "And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed." So we see that Jacob's name has become Israel. So when it says it's a time of Jacob's trouble, this is not a time for the church. This is not a time for the bride of Christ, but it's a time for Israel. It's when Israel will pass through the rod of judgment. It's when God will judge the nations based on their treatment towards Israel. It's a time where God will actually restore Israel back to the rightful place as being the capital of the world and God's chosen people. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, the northern army, or Russia, that Russian bear, comes out of the north against Israel. 18 different passages mark Israel as the victim. Ezekiel says, "And thou shalt come up against my people, Israel." That's Ezekiel 38 and verse 16. Turn over to that in your book with me, and let's look at that scripture a little bit more. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 16. Open your Bibles, get your pencil and paper, because we're about to begin our study. 38:15 says, "And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, and all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land. And it shall be in the latter days. And I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes." In Daniel, book of Daniel chapter 12 and verse 1, we also can see this period of time called the tribulation period. And it says here in chapter 12, starting at verse 1, it said, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even until the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one of them that shall be found written in the book." Now, when we talk about this, we're talking about Israel, Daniel's people. We're talking about a time that the tribulation is actually appointed for. It's not appointed for the church, but it's a time, as I said earlier, for Israel, when Israel will pass through the rod of judgment. But God said, in the midst of this, they shall be delivered. Every one of them shall be delivered whose name is written in the book. In Daniel's 70 weeks, which is the tribulation period, the closing segment has to do with Israel. Let's look at Daniel chapter 9, 24. And we're going to look at Daniel's 70th weeks. In Daniel's 70th weeks, which is the tribulation period, the 70th week itself, which is a period of 7 years, the tribulation period is at the closing segment, and it has to do with Israel. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and thy holy city to finish the transgressions, number one, to make an end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy. 69 weeks totaling 483 years are already passed, and it had to do with Israel. Why would God change His method of operation for the 70th week of the tribulation hour? The simple conclusion is that there will be no change. God will return to His original plan for the final week. I think what the church has failed to recognize in this period of time that we live in, this time that we know as to be the age of grace or the church age, is that when God was dealing with Israel, He dealt with them for 69 sabbaticals or 69 weeks of 7 years each until the Messiah was cut off. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, there was a parenthetical period that arose. Now, brothers and sisters, when I say a parenthetical period, it's like a parenthesis right in the middle of a sentence. And in the middle of that sentence was the church age. When the church was born, it was an age of grace when both Jew and Gentile alike could find favor with God by receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and being brung into what was birthed called the church. Now, at the end or the close of the church age, or until the time of the Gentiles be come in or be fulfilled, at the end of that parenthetical period, which where we are coming toward the closing of that time now, we're coming toward the end of this age, which is called grace. At the end of this parenthetical period, God will again pick up His original plan to deal with Israel for the final 70th week. And that final 70th week is known as a time of tribulation. It's a time when the Antichrist shall be on the planet. He's going to cause all, both large and small, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Also during this period of time is when God is going to release 21 judgments upon this planet. It's going to be a horrendous time. Jesus said that it's going to be a time like that never was since there was a nation, no, nor ever shall be. This is again the reason that Satan is being cast to earth during the tribulation hour. He goes after the woman, Israel, who brought forth the man-child in Revelation chapter 12, verse 12 to 14. The voice out of heaven cries, and matter of fact, let's pick this up in chapter 12, verse 1. I really want to pick this up here because I want you to get the whole picture of Israel. Now, what we see here, is there appeared a great wonder in heaven. This is Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried and travailed in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew a third part of the stars from heaven, and it cast them into the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as he was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before God day and night. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child. And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, unto a place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth waters as a flood after the woman, and that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keepeth the commandment of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, beloved, I wanted to read all that, because there have been those who have said that this woman is described as the church. Beloved, that's impossible. The first time we see this woman is when we see her in the book of Genesis. Yes, book of Genesis. Where do we see that in book of Genesis? Well, in the book of Genesis, Joseph had a dream. And he had a dream that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down unto him and made obeisance. Now, that's the first time we see the note of the sun and the moon and the stars, which is depicted as the nation of Israel. Come on, let's go into Genesis and take a look at this wonderful piece of scripture, the way we can tie this in here in the book of Revelation. Here in Genesis chapter 37, and we're going to begin at verse 9. It says, "And he," talking about Joseph, "dreamed yet another dream, and he told it unto his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance unto me. And he told it unto his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, What is this that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brother indeed come and to bow down ourselves unto thee and to the earth? And his brothers envied him, but his father observed the same." Now, of course, we remember this dream here, that when Joseph told this dream unto his mother and to his father, his brothers hated him. And after that is when they actually threw Joseph in a pit and sold Joseph into slavery. But the sun and the moon and the 11 stars, immediately when you see in the context, Jacob recognized that to him to be the mother and the father, and the stars to be the brethren. So this is a depiction of the nation of Israel. Come on. Now let's go back into our study and pick this up again here in Revelation chapter 12. So we have established the fact that the woman is the nation of Israel. And it says that there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, like I say, speaking about Israel, and upon her head 12 stars. And she being with child, and cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. This we know to be the Antichrist, Satan, in all of his glory, standing before the woman, which is Israel, and waiting to devour the man-child that is to be born. What we have here in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation is a synoptic view of the age-long struggle from the time when Israel was birthed as a nation to where the Antichrist or Satan has tried to cut off the birth of the Messiah. And as we're going to go on down, you're going to be able to tie this in as we look at this. It said, "His tail drew away a third part of the stars from heaven and did cast them into the earth." When Satan fell from heaven, when he deceived and told the first lie, a third of the angels defected with him, and when he was cast out, so were these fallen angels which came down into the earth. Now Jude said that these angels are held under chains of darkness awaiting judgment. But there are also demonic forces that are released. There's demons that are out which are less powerful than these fallen angels, and that they are here in the planet And one of the interesting things that God said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. Well, what was so unusual about the day of Noah? Not only was there the thoughts of men only evil continually, but the Bible says that the angels came down and saw the daughters of men and mated with them and had children, and there were demonic spirits or men of renown and giants in the land. And this is where all the sorcery and the witchcraft came from, the black magic and the voodoo. This is where all this originated from, this ungodly wisdom that was given unto the children of men through these fallen angels. And just as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be also in these last days. The Bible said, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. And believe it, beloved, these demons are speaking to people in these last days. You have the New Age movement. They say they use mantra or spirit guides that speak through them. You have people that do auto writing or automatic writing, that they're just in some type of a trance as they begin to write. And these demonic spirits be writing through them, and people are giving themselves over to these demonic spirits, such as Shirley MacLaine, Benjamin Crane, and a lot of these other New Agers that are out promoting this doctrine of Godism, saying that I am God. I am God, and saying collectively we're all God. Well, this is a part of this demonic horde that is in these last days that is going out to deceive. Now let's continue. He said, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne. Now, listen, beloved, let's look at this. Let's go back to verse 4 for 1 minute, when it says, his tail drew away a third of the stars in heaven, and he did cast them to the earth. And the dragon, which is the devil, stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, when did this take place? You remember at the birth of Jesus, that the wise men that came from the east, they came unto Herod and said, where is he which is born King of the Jews? We talk about this every Christmas. And what did Herod do? Herod killed every child 2 years of age and under, trying to destroy the man child, or trying to destroy Jesus from being, and keep him from being born into this world. So the dragon stood before the woman, ready to be, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child, which was Jesus Christ, who was to rule the nations with a rod of iron. This is future. We know this in Revelation chapter 19. Her child was caught up unto God. We know that at the time of the resurrection, that the disciples saw him and he was caught up into heaven and unto his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, this is future, where she has a place prepared of God, that she should be fed there 1,260 days, or approximately one half of the tribulation period. Now, many people do believe this place to be the lost city of Petra, where Israel will flee during the time of the tribulation, during Ezekiel 38, when that great Russian horde comes down from the north against Israel to cover the land like a cloud. And when God stands up and destroys Russia, leaving only one-sixth of that nation, and drives into a land barren and desolate, into the land of Siberia, and Russia will be totally humiliated as they come down and God shows forth, and God say, I will be glorified in thee, O Gog and Magog, and God say, I'm going to show off myself through you by defeating you here as you come up against my people Israel, and I'm going to stand up. And it says, going on down here, as we read in verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angel. Now, right now, Satan is called the prince and the power of the air. He dwells in that atmospheric realm of the second heaven. The first and second heaven is where Satan dwells at right now. But the Bible said that there is war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. and neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Now, this is not talking about the third heaven. We're not talking about the place where God is. We're talking about where Satan has his domain and his reign. And he said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Beloved, at this time, when Satan is cast out into the earth, which will be during the second half of the tribulation period, we'll see then that the Antichrist will be assassinated midway through the tribulation period, and that the devil will incarnate the dead body of Antichrist, and that the Antichrist will imitate a resurrection just like Jesus did. And in Revelation chapter 13, they'll say, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And they said, the Bible said that the whole world wandered after the beast. Beloved, this will be the time that Satan will attempt to fulfill the five I wills that he said over in Isaiah. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit in the sides of the congregation of the north. I will be like the Most High. All of this I-ism that Satan has gone on with all of this time, he will finally realize that which he has always desired, and that's to be worshipped. But in order to be worshipped, he's going to have to take on human flesh. And it's going to be at that time when he incarnates the dead body of the Antichrist, whose deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after the beast. Come on, let's go on down as we continue in our study here. And verse 12 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast out, which accuses them before God day and night. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now listen, beloved, when the Antichrist is cast out down into the earth, he is going to persecute those saints that are left behind, the tribulation saints and Israel. He's going to persecute them for their faith. But the Bible said that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. We're going to see in the book of Revelation as we begin that study that there were souls under the altar who were martyred. And he said, how long, O Lord, do thou do not avenge our blood? And white robes were given and palms were given to every one of them, and was told that they should wait a little season until their brethren shall be killed in like manner as they were. During this particular time, the Antichrist is going to make war with the saints and going to overcome them. Beloved, do not miss the rapture of the church, for you have not been appointed unto wrath, but to obtain salvation. It will be a horrendous time down here on this planet when the Antichrist will be running unrestricted, creating havoc throughout the land and persecuting and destroying all of those who call on the name of Jesus and trying to convince them and persuade them to take this mark. And beloved, you're not going to be just tricked into taking a mark. You're not going to accidentally take this mark. No, you're going to have to swear an allegiance unto the Antichrist in order for you to take this mark. Just as you had to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to have to take a Luciferic initiation to get into this new world order, to be a part of this new culture, and you're going to have to give away your birthright, you'll give away your citizenship in heaven in order to take away or to take this mark that you might be able to buy or sell. And the Bible says that whosoever refuses the mark, that the Antichrist is going to behead, that he is going to put them to death. But beloved, that's not the worst thing that could happen to you, because the Bible says that whosoever receives this mark will be eternally damned by God. Please, beloved, I'm begging you today, pay attention to what's going on in the world. Check out what's happening in the Middle East. You see all the signs arising all around you. You see the famines and the pestilences. You see earthquakes in diverse places, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Beloved, we have people standing up now talking about global warming. They're afraid of what's going on. Al Gore has done a whole series on global warming. They're looking at horrific storms and tidal waves and all type of terrible natural calamities which are going to be coming on the planet. Beloved, men's hearts are failing them for fear of looking at what is coming upon the planet. Global warming is another end-time prophetic sign that Jesus said would be around just before the time of his return. Beloved, it's later than you think. It's time for you to get your house in order. It's time for you to forgive those that you have ought against. It's time for you to go and to ask those that you have hurt to forgive you. It's time for you to go to God and say, God, forgive me. I receive you now. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Forgive me now, Lord. Beloved, the rapture could take place at any moment. It's called imminent. It could happen today. It could happen next week. It could happen 5 years from now. But one thing that we do know, that when it happened, you will not have time to get ready. You would have to be ready. Beloved, are you ready to meet the Lord? Well, beloved, that's all we have time for today. Tune in next week as we continue in our study on the rapture of the church. It's Pastor Philip Upton, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Global Restoration Ministry. I want to invite you out to service. We have service over at the Port St. Lucie Community Center every Sunday. That's at 2195 Southeast Oroso Boulevard. Service time is at 10:30 to 12 o'clock. Come on and be a part of our service. If you need to reach me, you can call me at 772-267-1657. Hope to see you there.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Summertime has its rainy days.